What do you do or where do you turn when you face trouble? Many reach out to their parents, a sibling, or a trusted friend. Some, unfortunately, pursue drugs, excessive alcohol, or illicit relationships to temporarily forget their troubles. But what if you were in a third world country and were surrounded by natives who sought to kill you? 19th century missionary to the New Hebrides Islands, John Peyton and his wife were in that exact predicament. The hostile natives intended to burn down his hut and kill John and his wife. Filled with terror, they prayed for deliverance all night. When daylight arrived, John looked out the window and the hostile natives were gone. About a year later, the chief of that native tribe became a Christian. John Peyton remembered that dreadful night and asked the chief why his warriors didn't attack. The chief was surprised and said he wouldn't attack when there were so many men surrounding his hut. John responded that there weren't any men around his hut. The chief insisted, Oh yes, there were. We saw hundreds of men in bright shining garments standing before your hut with swords drawn, ready to protect you. We didn't dare invade. John and his wife chose to seek their Creator and Savior for protection, who loves them more than anyone else. And that proved to be a wise choice. How will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.